Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Treating Disease, the Biggest Mistakes Exposed. According to the Centers for Disease Control, about 610,000 people die of heart disease in the United States every year. That's one in every four deaths. In 2016, the National Cancer Institute says over 1.6 million new cases of cancer were diagnosed in the United States, with over 595,000 people dying from the disease. It's crazy. I can't believe I'm even saying this. The costs are equally staggering. Take the year 2010 just as an example. Heart disease and stroke costs around $315 billion. Cancer around $157 billion. Then you've got lots of other diseases like diabetes. It costs $245 billion. Arthritis, about $128 billion. And the list goes on and on like that. In my opinion, this is a horrific picture that tells two undeniable truths. One, Western medicine offers nothing in terms of an effective solution for the most pressing health problems of our time. And number two, that there's too much money being made in treating disease, which provides no incentive to fix the real problem. Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, I'll introduce you to one of the many doctors in the United States that feels a calling to help people feel better by focusing her attention on the underlying cause of chronic disease. If you're a healthcare provider, I know you're going to love this show. It should no longer be acceptable to merely treat disease symptoms. Today, we'll talk about the building blocks and obstacles to curing disease, the most effective lifestyle change that anyone could make to feel so much better, and the benefits of the body, mind, and spirit connection, that approach towards feeling great. Plus much more. Before we meet our special guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. And now please join me in welcoming Dr. Lauren DeVille to our show. Dr. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Lauren, let's jump right into it. One of the first things I said I thought would be really useful for a lot of people to hear, in your professional opinion, what are some of these building blocks that you talk about and even the obstacles to curing disease? This sounds like it's really important information to know about.
It's really important, absolutely. So when I first got to naturopathic medical school, I originally thought that we were going to be looking for ways to manage symptoms in more natural ways. And so it completely blew my mind to find out that there was a totally different paradigm that you needed to focus on in order to actually heal. And that was, your body is designed to heal itself. So if you basically give it the building blocks that it needs in order to heal, and those are the things that we all kind of know about, so the macronutrients, micronutrients, a healthy gut so that you can absorb them, water, fresh air, sunlight, sleep, exercise, rest and relaxation, solid relationships, and peace and a sense of purpose. Those things are the main building blocks that everybody needs and without which health cannot happen. But because we live in a toxic world, we also have to focus on removing obstacles to cure. So sometimes giving those building blocks by themselves isn't enough. You then have to look and see what's standing in the way of those building blocks doing their jobs. And so those are going to be things like the toxins that we're exposed to in food and in personal care products. Recently, I've seen a lot of mold. I've seen a lot of organisms that, like chronic organisms like Lyme disease and mycobacteria and those kinds of things. Heavy metals, pharmaceuticals even, those can be a big one. Too much stress, absolutely, can be a huge obstacle to cure. And then over time, prolonged poor treatment can lead to dysfunction in necessary organs like your gut, or your immune system is confused, or your adrenals are tired, or your hormones are all over the place. Those kinds of things, they have to be addressed, and then you have to identify those, remove them, and then give the building blocks that that a particular patient needs in order for health to follow.
So, Dr. Lauren, in a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more in some detail about when someone presents a certain illness or, you know, illness symptoms, let's put it that way, how this changes your approach. I'm going to be really curious about what you say about that. But before we get there, Dr. Lauren, I would love to get your feedback on something I'm about to say. And I couldn't agree with you more when you talked about trusting the body, right? Like the schooling that you had really impressed upon you that we ought to trust in the body as sort of a foundational premise. And when you said that, I was just thinking to myself, wow, even though I'm all for Western medicine and conventional treatments, like emergency medicine is just unbelievable. I want to say
Absolutely.
That up front, and I'm sure you agree. But what I'm about to say, now that you know that I'm not against Western medicine, I just feel like it is so foundationally opposite to the attitude that Western-trained physicians are brought up with. And what I mean specifically is that, you know, we need vaccines, right? Without vaccines, then, you know, our lives are in danger. We need drugs, right? If you don't feel good, you must have a pill for that ill. There's no other way around it. Now, and of course, I can hear the arguments. No, that's not what they mean. And I understand in some cases you need it. All due respect to that. But I see it as a blanket, pervasive attitude that they have that. And then the third one, and again, my training is in exercise physiology and high performance athletes and working, and I mean this literally, working with the finest orthopedic medical doctors in the world who have actually shown me, as well as my own practice when I used to work with high performance athletes and people looking to get into shape, that surgery wasn't even absolutely needed all the time on all people. And the point is, their premise is all those things are first, and oh yeah, you want to eat well, okay, go right ahead. But that's like, come on, you know, that's not really going to deal with things. So, you know, I just want to get your feedback on what I'm saying.
No, I absolutely agree with you. There is certainly a place for Western medical approaches, for heroic interventions. If I get in a car accident, don't send me to a naturopath, send me to the ER, absolutely. But at the same time, your body it's designed to heal itself. If you give it what it needs in order to repair, repair happens. If you don't, repair doesn't happen. So those things are critically necessary, and there are times when they're not enough. So that's when something like surgery would be an appropriate intervention. And I do absolutely refer patients when they're in those kinds of situations for more aggressive interventions than what I am trained to give. But a lot of the time for chronic illnesses, the symptom management approach assumes the body doesn't know what it's doing. So most of the time, the symptom is an adaptive response. It's the best thing the body knows to do given its current circumstances. So it's like you're a detective. So you're trying to look at those symptoms and follow them to the core, figure out what they are telling you is the root dysfunction, and address that. And that's what most people need.
And Dr. Lauren, I really pray that people will share this podcast with family and friends who need to hear this. I know a lot of people listening to this for a moment, they get all of this already, but I never want anyone to forget that the reason why I do this is to provide it as a tool to share this with people out there. When I make the statements that I've seen people live their whole lives without vaccines and be perfectly healthy, I mean, that's something I've actually seen. When I say you can live life without drugs, I've seen people get over all kinds of illnesses without prescription medication. And surgeries, I've personally been involved with people who are so afraid of general anesthesia or surgery, and they've had completely ripped ACLs, as an example, with three surgeons would say, you must have that surgically repaired. And yet I was personally involved in having those people completely rehab, play tennis, run without an ACL. So, I mean, I've seen these things.
Wow.
And what I'm talking about here is a really sad point, and that is that I really feel like most people, Dr. Lauren, have never seen what you and I are talking about. And I think that feeds into this notion that, oh, come on, what we must be talking about is crazy. That's not really true. The body can heal itself if you give it the right nutrients. Come on now. You know what I mean, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So talk about when you see someone come into your office, you know, how does this whole attitude change the way you approach things when someone, say, I don't know, is having trouble breathing, right? Their blood sugar issues, and they've been labeled diabetic by another doctor, or God forbid, cardiovascular problems or some form of cancer. How do you approach this?
Well, I get their whole story. So I usually I have a 9-patient new patient intake, so to make sure that I stay on track and I get all of the information. So that is going to cover not just the typical stuff of what medications are you taking, which is very important in looking up side effects, and what supplements are you taking, but what's your diet like, what are your chemical sensitivities like, a full review of systems so I can see what other systems are involved here. And then we can kind of formulate a picture of, now there may be more than one thing going on, and for a lot of people there are, but they're so often interrelated. So you say, let's take the example of somebody with high blood sugar. So there's several things that can be, and the obvious ones, of course, are eating too much sugar. And a lot of times I do see that if they're metabolic syndrome and they've got too much weight around the middle, or their blood sugar or their blood pressure is too high as well, then addressing the diet and the exercise is definitely huge. But sometimes it's a cortisol issue, for instance. So then they tell me that all of this started at a time of high stress. And cortisol helps to mobilize glucose from the liver. And if your cortisol is chronically elevated because you're always in fight or flight mode, you're not going to be able to get your blood sugar down, even if your diet is more or less perfect. So that can be something where I can say, oh, okay, here's where your actual root issue is. It's more about the stress than it is about the diet. Now, the diet has to happen as well, and then we want to do antioxidants in order to protect against that elevation in blood sugar, causing some kind of long-term damage, like fingers and toes and kidneys and all of that stuff, while we repair. But you want to look and see, where is this actually coming from? Or perhaps the issue is, you know, I've tried all the diet and stuff, but I always fall off the wagon. So then it becomes more of coming up with psychological hacks so that we can figure out what makes it so difficult for you to stick to the things that you know you should do. So approaching it from that perspective seems to generate a lot better and longer lasting results.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Dr. Lauren. As I was listening to you speak, you know, a lot of times somebody may have all the best intentions to feel better, say balancing their blood sugar, they're eating pretty good. But like you said, why are you going off? Well, you know, maybe that person is hanging out with someone that has too much of an influence over them and they need to change that. Maybe their work environment, their surroundings, where they're putting themselves. I mean, if they go into happy hour, I mean, there's just so many things you could simply say to someone where they finally let that message in and then their whole life changes. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Lauren, let's continue our discussion. In your experience, what would you say is the biggest thing that I guess you see that really is stopping people from getting over their health problem?
I would say probably some 80% of my patients have some degree of adrenal dysfunction. And so your adrenal glands are the glands that help your body handle stress. And inside of them produces adrenaline, outside produces cortisol. You start off with the highest amount of cortisol when you wake up. It declines throughout the day. Melatonin takes over at night so that you can sleep. That's a normal day. But if you've got any kind of an acute stressor, you release adrenaline. And then your adrenals have to compensate with extra cortisol over and above what they ordinarily produce. And that's fine if that only happens once or occasionally. But if it happens chronically, or if there was a major stressor and it just kind of gets, you kind of end up with limbic hijacking, like your limbic system, which handles emotion, is just chronically in this fight or flight state, eventually the adrenals get tired and they're not producing adequate cortisol anymore. And cortisol is your wake-up hormone, and it is also your stress tolerance hormone, and it's also your anti-inflammatory hormone. It's your body's natural steroid. So after that's when I start seeing people developing lots of allergies and lots of immune system dysfunction potentially as well, sometimes chemical sensitivities, those kinds of things that they never had before, breakthrough gut symptoms. Usually it happens after some kind of a major stressor or when they were in a period of chronic stress in their lives. And we're just in such a fast-paced world. So many people seem to have problems with regulating their stress and regulating their life pace. So that's almost always part of my protocol in some way, shape, or form, is regulating stress.
So, yeah, Dr. Lauren, we've brought that up a couple times. I should say you've been bringing it up, and I really appreciate what you're saying. It is so important because the way I look at it, when that stress level is so high, like, again, going back to my background and working with high-performance athletes, but for anybody that's looking to perform at a higher or their best level, if you're so stressed out, your level of thoughts, right, your thinking ability is so low that it's really going to set the stage for the next minute, the next hour, the next day or month or year of your life, depending on how long this goes on, for being really of low quality. I mean, what more could you expect? So having said that, I really want to get from you what that one life change would be to help people feel better. But I just wanted to throw out a couple things that I feel, I mean, aside from some herbs that I would love to hear from you or medicinal mushrooms on a physical level that would help people to feel more calm and centered so they can make better decisions. But just deep breathing. People don't breathe well enough. And also conscious eating, which is a big thing I bring up, where if people literally physically chewed more every mouthful of food, talk about how that would be affecting your nervous system. That's what I say all the time. So I'm just going to leave it, you know, off to you now. Take it away and talk to us about the big thing that you think would really help so many people out.
Yeah. Well, I will back you up on chewing slowly because that is going to put yourself in a parasympathetic state. So you've got your autonomic nervous systems are sympathetic and parasympathetic. Sympathetic is that fight or flight overdrive, and parasympathetic is rest and digest. So the more you are encouraging blood flow to go to your gut rather than your extremities, like your arms and legs, so you can flee or fight, the more you're going to put yourself into that physiologic state of rest. So that is huge. And then I also would say from the standpoint of things that you can take, adaptogenic herbs are huge. I really like ashwagandha. I really like withania is another name for it. I really like eleutherococcus and rhodiola and holy basil and those kinds of things. I usually do a combination of those herbs, and that's kind of a low-level approach. Sometimes you can get a little bit more aggressive. There's other products that you can put along with that. But that's huge, doing something that you enjoy. Actually, a lot of times what I will tell people to do is, if they tend to be that type A, overly driven type of a person, do an urgent versus important handout, which I just got straight from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where it just kind of breaks down your typical activities and you can figure out which ones are necessary and which ones are putting out fires and how can you shift your plan, your daily plan or your weekly or monthly plan, so that you're focused more on those that have long-term, long-lasting, more important benefits, and cut out some of the rest of this stuff. And pencil in time for yourself. Make sure you're doing things that make you happy and give yourself permission to do those things and put them on the calendar, because otherwise they won't happen, at least not consistently.
As we close out the program, I'm going to be spending the balance of the time talking to Dr. Lauren about her view about the whole body, mind, spirit concept, how to bring it all together, why it's important to be thinking in terms of all of that. But before we get there, I just wanted to make another comment, Dr. Lauren, and that is that I find a lot of times, and I hope this doesn't sound like it's coming out of left field, out of nowhere, and somebody doesn't understand me, but I talk a lot to children, right? In my experience in working with Olympic caliber athletes and pro athletes and kids who've already achieved the college scholarship level for sports. And it's something I find that's useful for anybody, but for children, I often say, look, you have a goal, right? You want something in your life that you don't have, right? Better health, You want to make it onto a school team. It's something you feel like you don't have and you want it really bad, right? But along the way, there's a lot of things you've got to do. And if you don't do those things, you're not going to get it. Okay, that's right. Easy to understand. But the element I bring in that I try to remind them about so that they're not as stressed out as often, they don't have as rough a time doing what they got to do, is just to really listen to themselves. If they wake up and they go, oh, I got to do this, or I've got to do that, or oh, it's 3 o'clock and I've got to do the homework, and oh, I got to go to the gym, and I've got to take that supplement, or I got to eat that healthy food. If they keep saying they've got to like that, it's torturing themselves instead of thinking, hey, it's an attitude I'm talking about. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm looking forward to doing this. I want to do this because when I do this, it brings me closer to my goal. I'm sure you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great mental shift and a really good point, kind of segueing into the body, mind, spirit thing, because the dysfunction can be in any one of the three. And that's one of the things that you really need to pay attention to. Most of the time when people come to me, they assume the problem is just in their body. And then as I begin to talk to them, and sometimes it truly is, absolutely, but a lot of times there is a mental component, because our bodies are controlled by the way that we think and the way that we view the world. And sometimes it can be as simple as reframing, like what you're describing, of is this something that you have to do? Is that what you're telling yourself? Because if you are, it's going to be a chore, and you're not going to do it nearly as well as you otherwise might. But if you instead reframe this as, this is my goal, this is where I'm going, and you kind of visualize where you want to be, then backing up and kind of reverse engineering that to see what do you have to do to get there then becomes a joy, because you're doing it in the service of something that you're passionate about.
I love that, Dr. Lauren. I'm looking forward to talking a little bit more about that. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one last time, because without them, this show would not be possible. Live On Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. So, Dr. Lauren, I mean, I love what you're saying, this whole body, mind, and spirit thing. I'd love for you to explain a little bit more. I know, or maybe you don't know, I've spent a lot of time with a lot of integrative medical doctors over the years, and I get this message all the time. You know, a dear friend of mine who passed away, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, talked about it in such a great way all the time, where he had asked his mentors, you know, what's more important in helping to heal your patients? I need to know, because I'm a medical doctor. I got to know what to do. Is it nutrition? You know, is it the psychology? Is it the spirit? And he says, well, it's nutrition, his mentor would tell him. And it's the psychology. And it's the spirit. He would say it's all three, you know, so he thought he got them. And then it ended up being each one of them are so important. But for some people, I could see where it's just simply more important to do some things at that point in their life more than others. And then maybe as they evolve, they have to get into something else. I don't know. How do you look at it?
Well, as you asked me that question, a patient popped into my head who was extremely overwrought and easily stressed out, and she had this long list of issues that she wanted to address. But when I started trying to address them on a physical level of you need to do X, Y, Z in order to shift this, and then we're going to try to add this test, and we're going to add this, and I could just see her shutting down. She went into this kind of terror of I don't think I can do all of those things. And I said, okay, let's take a step back. I want to make sure that you are in a state where you walk out of here feeling confident and like we have got a plan that you can actually follow. Because if I overwhelm you, we're not going to make any progress. So what will whittle this down to the most important things? Can you do this and this? So like I think at that point I had her do testing. And then I had her focus more on relaxation and giving herself permission to do what she felt like she was doing at the time, because she was beating herself up for everything. said, all right, so let's do emotional freedom technique, and let's have you say, even though I'm not accomplishing as many things as I wish I could accomplish, I love and accept myself exactly as I am. Let's reprogram that thought that you're not enough, because that is a prerequisite. And if we don't do that, you're not going to be able to follow any of the rest of this. So let's just start there. And so having those kinds of ideas of accepting yourself where you're at physically and spiritually and mentally, so that you can then say, I love where I'm at, and I'm going to make changes because I love myself. For a lot of people, that by itself is that mental shift that you're talking about that can make all the difference.
I love it. And Dr. Lauren, also, I think what you're also saying, and I see this a lot, people are way too hard on themselves. Let's just take exercise, for example. Okay, exercise is really important to do every day. But then somebody starts on vacation when they don't have any obligations. Do it in a regular time period when you really can just do 5 or 10 minutes if you've never exercised before. Make it an everyday thing. I tell people, if you do the simplest thing, make a decision to do it, and you do it for 2 or 3 weeks, wow, your life will change. It all starts, right? Literally with that one step.
Now it becomes a habit, and that can be your keystone habit, that then all of a sudden you're like, well, if I can do that, what else can I do? It gives you confidence. It kind of builds that sense of easy wins, as it were. So once you've got a few of those under your belt, then you begin to think that you can do more.
Dr. Lauren, I know you have a book. You didn't ask me to talk about this. I thought I would just bring it out at the end here like this. But I know as people listen to these podcasts, you know, they kind of like someone. I know you're in Arizona. Here in the United States, we have a lot of people listening. They want to know how they can reach out, learn more about you. Maybe for a minute or so, just talk about your book, what's the message behind it, and how people could reach out and get in touch with you, you know?
Sure. So the book is called How to Be Healthy, Body, Mind, and Spirit, and it is available on Amazon, and there's links on my website for it. And the basic premise is more or less what we've been talking about, which is that if you identify the building blocks that are missing and you identify and remove the obstacles to cure, then within reason, healing will follow. And I start out with several cases and explain how do you apply this in an individual's case. How do you identify which building blocks are missing, which obstacles to cure they have? And then I go into a lot of detail on what each one of those things are. And I definitely touch on the whole body, mind, and spirit principle. So other ways that people can get in contact with me, my website, www.drlaurendeville.com. And I also have a podcast. It's called Christian Natural Health. So any one of those would be a great way to get in touch with me.
Dr. Lauren, all I can say is thank you so much for your time today. Really very generous.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.